the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we welcome back a fine guest, a friend of ours. She is State Senator Melissa Agard. Melissa, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, well, Melissa. I'm
doing fairly well. I was pleasantly surprised this weekend. Tony Evers is coming around. He is going to insert legalizing recreational marijuana, adult use marijuana, in the state budget. Melissa, do you see that one coming?
You know, it's an exciting time. I've had the opportunity to work with Governor Evers for a couple of years now. Like, he has always assured me that he supports my legislation. I just need to get it to his desk so he can sign it. So I guess this is one of the best ways that we can do that.
Melissa, do you see this as opposed to a standalone piece of legislation, the insertion of legalized marijuana in the budget? Do you think this gives it a fighting chance?
Well, certainly at a time when we are looking for every penny that we can to support Wisconsinites as we are navigating this pandemic, I think it is absolutely the right time for any opportunity to bring revenue into the state of Wisconsin for that to be seriously considered. And now is just as good of a time as ever for us as a state to tax and regulate marijuana in the same way that we already do with alcohol in the state of Wisconsin. We know that the vast majority of the people in Wisconsin support this, that it's not a partisan issue. It's not a rural issue or urban issue. It's not a red issue or a blue issue. This is something that Wisconsin is asking for, and Governor Evers hears it loud and clear.
Melissa, the governor's proposition, how close does that mirror legislation that you've put out prior?
Well, you know, we have received information from the governor's office that this will be included in his budget that he will unveil to us in the middle of February, I believe on February 16th. So I haven't seen the exact language, but I have worked with the governor. I think the base is the language that I have been working on over the last 8 years here as a legislator in Wisconsin. And I did have some additions and changes that I suggested to him, and it looks like some of those will be included too. And frankly, we do know that the most dangerous thing about cannabis in Wisconsin is that it's illegal, and that this is the right time to tax and legalize cannabis in Wisconsin.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wisconsin State Senator Melissa Agard, also the Minority Caucus Vice Chair, State Senate District 16, joining us on the phone. Melissa, thank you for doing so. We've had this conversation going on many years, Melissa. Over the course of time, you've presented these bills every single year. How have the Republicans traditionally received your bill and generally responded to this conversation?
Well, what I can tell you is that there are lots of fabulous Republicans that call Wisconsin home, and many of them have been calling my office over the last 24 hours saying, we know you've been on board with this for a long time, and we are too. Let me know what it is that I can do to help you make sure that this provision stays in the budget. So I know Republicans support this legislation. Unfortunately, there are a few Republicans that have been against this legislation, and one of them is Speaker Robin Voss. And, you know, it is vital that the people of Wisconsin let Speaker Voss know where it is that they stand, that this is the right thing for Wisconsin. We're going to be able to grow our revenue. We're going to be able to address our egregious racial disparities, and we're going to be able to invest in our agricultural communities at the same time. This is a pragmatic and forward-thinking policy that Wisconsin needs to move forward on.
Melissa, I thought that Robin Voss was a little more open-minded on this topic, at least was open to perhaps medicinal marijuana legalization. I thought Scott Fitzgerald was the big roadblock.
Well, the bills that Speaker Voss has been supportive of have been non-plant-based, pharmaceutical-based cannabis legislation under the auspices of being medicinal. The devil is in the details, folks, when we're talking about legislation and how it is that it impacts people in the state of Wisconsin. The bill that Governor Evers is proposing is a Wisconsin-based bill where Wisconsin farmers will grow, Wisconsin producers will produce, Wisconsin manufacturers will manufacture, and Wisconsin businesses will sell. That is a true investment in Wisconsin. We do not need to be investing more in our pharmacies.
Melissa, I know a couple of entrepreneurial guys. What's the hurdle to entry under this proposition? Do you need a lot of money to go get licensed, or, you know, any old farmer with a piece of land and the proper paperwork, what's that aspect going to look like?
Well, again, I look forward very much to being able to see Governor Evers' bill in detail, but the bill that I had been working on for many years does have applications and fees, but they are very they're very attainable for normal folks to be able to get into the industry. One of the things that I have been talking to Governor Evers about, and he's been very receptive, is making sure that the industry is equitable, that there are ways for folks who have been most harmed by the prohibition of cannabis in Wisconsin to be able to enter into the industry. So again, I look very much forward to being able to see the details of the governor's bill, but I do very much believe that he is taking into consideration the fact that farmers and entrepreneurs and folks who have been harmed do need to be able to enter in, and this isn't a bill that pads the pockets of big money.
Melissa, at least the reporting I've seen of the proposition from Evers is that it will include 6 plants, apparently homegrown, going to be permissible. Is that part of your legislative piece as well?
I have always believed in the fact that people should have access to be able to grow plants for their own personal consumption. And I think 6 plants, based on what we've seen in other states, is a good place to start. Now, certainly, if I was to grow a plant, it would probably look a bit like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. But I have seen some cannabis plants out there that are pretty impressive. So, you know, I think that's a good way to thread that needle.
Folks, Melissa Agar, state senator from the great state of Wisconsin, joining us talking about Evers' proposal to legalize recreational and medicinal marijuana. Melissa, I've gone to other states to purchase legal marijuana in those states, and it's really nice to know that the product that I'm purchasing is regulated. It's nice to know that it's checked for molds. You know, when you buy something off the street, when you get your bathtub gin, you never know what you're going to get. And one of the positive things about regulation is making sure the quality of the product is good and people are not getting harmed by, you know, pesticides and mold and whatnot. But one of the things I've learned, specifically going to the state of Michigan, is that some of the municipalities, the law, to my understanding, kind of left up to the municipalities whether or not they want to engage in this. And I'm kind of torn on this. I want to get your thoughts on that. I mean, certainly local control, locals should be able to decide to some degree what they want in their backyard, but also entrepreneurs should be able to open up shop if something's legal in their state. How do you balance the needs for the desires to open up a new business like this and the needs of a community that may be against it, even though it's legal?
Well, you know, we've got Wisconsin being an island of prohibition right now in the Midwest. Our neighbors to the south and to the east are full adult rec legalization, and our neighbors over to the west have medicinal and are committed to moving towards full adult rec. Prohibition does not work, and I think it is vitally important that we have a statewide policy so that if you happen to be driving from one county to another, or from, you know, from your job to your home, that you aren't a criminal based on where it is that your feet are. We in Wisconsin have learned that prohibition hasn't worked over, you know, many different instances, and whether it was different ages for access to alcohol. You know, you had some counties where it was 18 and, you know, others where it was 21 and others where it was dry. That didn't work. And it certainly didn't work when you couldn't buy margarine in Wisconsin and you had to go over to Illinois in order to get that, right? The first person to buy pot in South Beloit was someone from Madison, Wisconsin. We are losing revenue every single day from businesses because cannabis is not legal in our state. And, you know, there are people in Wisconsin that want to open those businesses. They want to grow. They want to cultivate. They want to produce product. They want to hire employees. Not only is this an industry that would bring, $160 million roughly per year into the state of Wisconsin in taxes and in revenue, but we also know that it will be a $1 billion economic stimulus package for the state of Wisconsin. And this is, you know, just a few short years after we handed all sorts of money to Foxconn to create jobs, and they didn't create any jobs. And, you know, in fact, that was a boondoggle on our state. This would be a homegrown solution, creating upwards of 10,000 jobs, saving our farmers and our heritage here in the state of Wisconsin, the ability to address our decades-old racial disparities, you know, generational racial disparities, and invest in our future. And, you know, quite frankly, this is what Wisconsin was built on. Wisconsin was built on ingenuity, working hard, rolling up our sleeves, getting our hands dirty in the dirt, and doing the right thing.
Melissa, I have one last question for you, Melissa. I don't know this, but my assumption is the Tavern League may not want the competition. Have you had any discussions with them, or do you think they're worth engaging in this issue?
So I have not had any conversations with them. It was news to me, and, you know, very exciting news. But I've been, quite frankly, over the last 24 hours or so, spent most of my time talking to folks like you doing interviews.
Right.
So, you know, I think it is important that we talk to the Tavern League and, you know, if they do have concerns, hear their concerns and see what it is that can be addressed. Because, quite frankly, you know, taxing and regulating alcohol in Wisconsin is a model that works in our state. And the governor is proposing taxing and regulating cannabis in the same way.
But, Melissa, if marijuana is legalized, more people stay home, smoke marijuana, and don't go to the bar. I think we can look to the example of Colorado for that. We also see a drop-off in opioid use. Hell, we see a drop-off in teen marijuana use. It is less accessible to teens when it's a regulated industry. But let me ask you, Melissa, if federal prohibition ended today, if we saw rescheduling on the federal level of marijuana, it would still be illegal in the state of Wisconsin under state law. Do you think there is a likelihood the federal government's going to get ahead of us as a state?
You know, I would applaud the federal government if they got ahead of us as a state. I mean, I remember when I was first elected to the legislature, people would ask me if you could change any law in the state of Wisconsin with the snap of your fingers, what would it be? And I, without blinking an eye, my answer was marriage equality. People should be able to marry who they love. And almost to exactly your example, the federal government, you know, with the snap of the fingers, some court cases, we were able to change that. And, you know, yes, I've worked on this bill hard, and I'm glad that Governor Evers has worked on this bill hard. But at the same point, if the federal government can get this done for us, I know that it's going to be the best thing for Wisconsin, and folks in our state will explode with joy.
Melissa, do you think your friends across the aisle, Republicans that might be open-minded to a proposition like this, do you think they realize there is a marijuana dispensary 45 minutes from Madison? And when you drive down there, the parking lot is filled with Wisconsin cars. They did that on purpose. And my understanding is they're generating over 25% of their revenue, perhaps more, from Wisconsinites driving across the border. Are they aware of that sort of math?
Well, you know, I make them aware of that when I have the opportunity to talk to them. And that is some of the information that my team and I are collecting, you know, reaching out to Illinois and Michigan to find out what percentage of the sales that they are having come from our state. Additionally, we know that just like you, there are many people in the state of Wisconsin that are, I don't want to say just like you, there are people in the state of Wisconsin that are utilizing cannabis on a regular basis that aren't driving to Illinois or to Michigan. There is a market here, and how we bring this out of the black market and into the everyday so that our schools and communities can benefit is what the governor is trying to do here.
Melissa, when you can make a 45-minute run for the border, the weed man, he becomes secondary. Thank you so much, Melissa Agard, fine state senator, friend of ours. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Marijuana is not a drug.
I don't know, but I'm suspicious.